glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
From the history of the Israelite nation, we learn many spiritual lessons. A study of the Old Testament is valuable in that we can learn more of God's character. We see the fulfillment of God's promises to His people. This is important for us if we place our faith in the promises that He has made to us through His Son Jesus. For our study today, let me direct our attention to a portion of Israel's history when they were rebuilding their homeland. This is Max Pratt inviting you to stay tuned for the message following the song.
Lord, let your light, light of your face shine on us. Lord, let your light, light of your face shine on us. That we may be saved, that we may have life, to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on us, Lord, let your grace from your head fall on us. Lord, let your grace from your head fall on us, that we may be saved, that we may to find our way in the darkest night. Let your grace fall on us, Lord. Let your love with no end, come over us, Lord. Love with no end, come over us, that we may be saved, that we may have life, to find our way in the darkest night. Let your love come over us, that we may be saved, that we may have life, to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on us.
It came after Israel had been captured and enslaved. Many of God's people were taken from the homeland to live in a foreign place. But the time came when opportunity was afforded the Israelites to return to their homeland and rebuild it. During this rebuilding time, a man of God returned to help with the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. His name was Nehemiah. The Old Testament book that bears his name relates events during this time of rebuilding. He was very concerned about his people and their return home to the promised land. This godly man served in the government that ruled over Israel at the time. He was highly favored by the king and was granted many requests that helped to rebuild much of Jerusalem. Before I begin sharing a few considerations about the influence and work of this man among God's people, I want to share a thought about rebuilding. Isn't it true that we are all about rebuilding life? Things get torn down in our lives. Sometimes it's a relationship. Circumstances produce feelings. Feelings lead to words and behaviors that tear apart a relationship. What follows should be a rebuilding of that relationship. That is how Christ would have us to live. His teachings direct us to work toward peace and forgiveness. His principles applied to life make it possible to rebuild. When we think about the gospel message of Jesus, it is a renewal, a new birth, a new beginning to life. In a way, we could say that coming into Christ, called away from the sinful nature, is a rebuilding of values, purpose, goals, and attitudes. It is a rebuilding of a life. In a sense, the rebuilding of Jewish life in Jerusalem is a figure or a shadow of what Christ does in our lives and in our hearts. He rebuilds them. We open up our minds and hearts to His teachings, and He begins the reconstruction process of our character. And then that new character lives in the path of righteousness to which we have been called. Along that path, we all fall short, placing a stumbling block sometimes in the way of another, bringing a reproach upon the name of Jesus by surrendering to the temptations of the evil one. So through our repentance and prayer, we begin to rebuild our lives over again. God gives us that opportunity under His grace. Nehemiah was a good leader. He came to Jerusalem, assessed the need, and then motivated the people to work toward the goal, overcoming some very serious challenges and obstacles along the way. One of the first and foremost things I take note of about this man was that he himself got into the work. He didn't just send someone else to look at the situation and begin the work, but he himself began the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. He went, he planned it, he stirred the hearts of the people. I believe this is an outstanding example for every Christian. God's work continues. Like Jesus said long ago, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The workload is never saturated with workers. God's kingdom needs every Christian to make the commitment personally to God's business. There's no place for spectators among God's people. The kingdom business calls for active participation. It is a work in progress. Until Jesus comes, the gospel needs spreading and the church needs nurturing. Nehemiah is a fine example of one giving of himself to go and do what needs to be done for the Lord. Another great example that comes from Nehemiah is the trust that he put in God. His doing so led the people to trust God. Under Nehemiah's leadership, the protective walls around the city were rebuilt in the face of those obstacles. The people did what they could do. They worked at the rebuilding. And as they did, they placed themselves into the trustworthy care of God. What they could not do, what they could not control, and what they were unable to manage from their own resources, God supplied their every need. That is an important message for everyone who chooses to follow Jesus as Lord. At times, Christians have been blessed with freedoms and protection in religious practices. Others throughout the Christian age have not been so fortunate. Many believers served Jesus through trials and persecutions and losses of all kinds. Standing upon our faith in Jesus will most likely bring difficulties from an ungodly world. The example of trust from Nehemiah and the people of God who faced their enemies and did God's work anyway should give us strength to do the same today. There is another message from Nehemiah's recorded life history that could help us rebuild our lives, but our time is spent. Let me encourage every listener to read the history. As you do so, consider what example and influence can be meaningful to your life today. Does your spiritual life need rebuilding? If so, we would like to help you tear down the old sinful life and rebuild a holy life. Let Jesus rebuild your life. Everything spiritual is about placing our trust in God. Have you done so? Have you maintained that trust to this very hour? Once again, we invite you to contact us with any of your spiritual needs. Come find Jesus and know Him as your Lord and Savior. Let Him rebuild your life upon a solid foundation of faith and trust. It will provide a peace and a hope far beyond anything else you'll find in this world.
I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, His Holy Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God I will serve the Lord.
I believe the Son of God was crucified upon a tree and laid within a borrowed tomb not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is
why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.